Well, it looks like Yusei Kikuchi has hit a bit of a hot streak, Mr. Bones. That's a big performance in a Jays win.
I'm telling you, they got to put that stat up. Whenever Ben Schulman picks him on the hype train,
Yeah,
he's gonna pitch well. I'm sure that I'm gonna make that stat. It's gonna be insane.
look, Yusei Kikuchi is back. His ERA is in the low threes. Are the Jays back, though? We're going to discuss it after this 6-2 win. We got the baseball reference name game coming up and a whole lot more. It's Locked On Blue Jays, and it starts right now.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Blue Jays. He's Matt Bonaparte. I'm Ben Schulman. Thanks so much for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us on Twitter at Locked On Jays. This is your Tuesday episode. We are recording right after Monday night's 6-2 win to start the series versus Seattle. And this was a big one. The Jays had only won, if you go back to a couple days ago, two of their last 10 games. Now they've won two of three since the season, or rather the series middle game versus Tampa, and then this one. Two of the last three wins for the Jays, 5 runs and 6 runs in those two wins, so the offense getting back into it. And, you know, while it got a little bit dicey near the end, it's still a 6-2 win, and it was a 5-1 win a couple days ago. Some fairly convincing results for the Jays, especially given how they were winning early in the year. Bones, how back are the Jays, or am I being crazy and they're not back at all?
Well, here's the thing that I think you have to take into consideration here is that they went on a skid, and sure, every team is probably going to lose a couple games this season. I think it might have been a kind of blessing in disguise that the Jays might have gotten that out of the way early, and they can kind of get on a hot streak now, and they have the ability to do that because they're pitching is so good, and the entire staff is so reliable. When you have the back of the end guys like Ryu and like Kikuchi working, you don't really have to worry about it as much because you know you've got Barrios and Gausman and Manoah to pick up the slack elsewhere. So this was a big game, especially for Kikuchi, and I think that it does mean the Jays are back because that was such a brutal skid, and it's kind of hard for them to be any worse than they were. They're so talented.
Yeah, they're incredibly talented, and they showed it today, starting with Kikuchi, who goes 6 innings, 1 hit allowed, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. His ERA is down to a 3.38. Are you starting to buy in? You were a bit of a Kikuchi hater earlier on, Bones. How are you feeling about him now?
I wouldn't say I was a hater. I was a doubter. I was certainly
sorry,
a doubter.
Sorry, doubter is a better word than hater. That's my apology.
I don't know if I'm ready to buy in 100%. I will say he's impressed me, but it was only 2 starts ago that he was letting up 5 or 4 earned. So I'd like to see him string a couple of these together, and then I'll see where I'm at with Kikuchi. But I mean, today was a great performance. I mean, six innings, 1 hit. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, pretty nuts from Kikuchi, who, you know, has no hits going into the fourth inning. And then the offense comes from, you know, a couple of sources that it probably needed to come from. Bo Bichette, 3 hits in the game, including a home run, 2 RBIs. Matt Chapman hits a solo homer. This felt like a big one for unlocking the offense.
Yeah, that was huge. The Chapman homer, I think, was big. I mean, and the offense performed today as it should. Six runs should be enough to win you a baseball game 10 times out of 10. Especially when you got a guy on the mound pitching like Kikuchi did. I am a little bit, just to go back to the pitching for a second,
for
I
sure.
don't like that Kikuchi goes 6 strong innings in a game that you probably shouldn't have to spend too many bullpen arms, and then you end up bringing in 5 anyway. I mean, Richards, Garcia, Baruckey, Stripling, Simber, I don't see why that had to happen. Maybe you want to get some guys work that hasn't seen the mound too often, but I don't know. I mean, pitching 5 guys after your starter gave you 6 doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I think they were just, when anyone got in trouble, they were kind of quick to yank because they wanted the win so badly.
That's fair.
But again, you know, you're right. I mean, They tried to save arms by tossing in guys like Stripling and Richards, and then pulled the plug on that pretty quickly. Thankfully, they don't really burn Simber because he pitches, you know, six pitches. And unfortunately, they don't have Mesa and might not have Romano for part of the series. So
that would be scary.
They're going to need to continue to use guys on back-to-back days potentially. But, you know, you get a good outing from Garcia, good outing from Simber, solid inning from Baruchy, who could be a really important guy, especially.
And we hadn't seen him in a while.
Yeah. So to get Ryan Baruchy a clean inning, a 1-2-3 and a strikeout, that is pretty huge. Anything else stand out to you from this 6-2 win?
I mean, other than Bo Bichette, I mean, just absolutely going off and telling me to eat my words. Not really. I think that the offense performed like it should have today. And Jays fans should be pumped about that because they're at a point in the season where they need to start doing that. I mean, you're going to win 50, you're going to lose 50. It's about what you do with the other 62.
Yeah, and you know what? They were winning a lot early on. Winning the opener in the series was a big part of that. That's the first series opening win for the Jays since April 25th when they beat Boston. Same score, 6-2. So if they're going to try and win some more series, this is a good way to start it. 6-2 win for the Blue Jays to open it up against Seattle. Now, you know, we're going to play a different type of game. We're going to go and take a step aside, but when we come back, it's the Baseball Reference name game here on Locked On Blue Jays. Locked On Blue Jays fans, look, I got some birthdays coming up in the family, and I think what I'm going to try and do this year is give my family members that experience of dipping their finger into a plastic tub of birthday cake frosting, but doing it at only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. Yes, that's what it's like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built. Look, I haven't received my birthday cake puffs yet, although I did see Locked On Syracuse host Brad Klein has received his, and he may have sent us a behind the scenes that he's already eaten all 12 of his puffs. If you haven't considered them, make sure to go to built.com today. You can use our promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order on the birthday cake puffs. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
Right back here on Locked On Blue Jays. Welcome to the Baseball Reference name game. Ben, we haven't done the Baseball Reference name game in a while, and I'm pumped, and you should be too. Thank you for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now podcast, recaps of MLB games with analysis from our local experts, taking fans through the season like no other network. Free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Ben, I'm pumped about the BR name game today. I think that this game, unlike He Was a Blue Jay, really gets to unlock my creative potential, and I get to just make hilarious nicknames that I think are great.
You do.
So, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first here? If you don't know the game, by the way, Ben and I pick three players. We take their baseball reference given nickname on the website, and then we make two truths and a lie, or two lies and a truth, I guess. And we get two fake nicknames, one real one, and we try to guess which one's the real one.
I can go first on this one. You read me like a book usually, so I'm pretty worried about this. But I still think we are tied all time, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I think you're right.
So let's see what happens. All right, week six of the Baseball Reference name game. I start with every Yankee fan's favorite manager, Chris Woodward, former Blue Jay, who's now the manager of the Texas Rangers. So here are the three nicknames. First one, Woodrow. Second one, Warden. Third one, C-Dub. Woodrow, I bet Warden, you, C-Dub.
I guarantee somebody's called him C-Dub. I guarantee that. What's the second one? Warden?
Warden. 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 Like prison warden, I guess.
Warden? Why would anybody call him Warden? C-Dub's just like, people have 100% called him C-Dub before. I'm going C-Dub.
That is incorrect. The answer is Woodrow.
Okay, that was off my radar. I'm okay with losing to that because I thought it was either of the other two.
That's huge. I never get you that badly. Yeah, Woodrow, like Wilson. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Woodrow.
14 points, baby.
Yeah.
That's odd. I don't really understand that one. But all right. I've got Teoscar Hernandez leading off for me here.
Okay.
Is he Mr. Silver, Mr. Seeds, or Mr. Longshot?
Wow. I mean, I've watched this guy's whole career. No one's ever called him any of those things. Okay. Mr. what? Silver, Mr. Seeds,
Mr. Silver, Mr. Longshot? Mr. Seeds, or Mr. Longshot?
I'm going to go with Mr. Longshot.
Mr. Longshot's incorrect. Mr. Seeds
that was
the correct answer. Mr. Seeds was his 2019 Players Weekend nickname.
I didn't remember that at all.
Neither did I. Weird
such
nickname.
A,
I don't
such really a common understand. Feature between baseball players to like be interested in seeds. But okay. All right. So we've each missed one. We're still tied.
Both of us suck so far.
Yeah. Here comes round two. I'm going with former Blue Jay current pitching coach, Pete Walker. All right.
Pete.
Here are your three options. One, the Masked Marauder.
What? Two,
Big Chiefy. Three, Flying Fish.
No shot you made up, Big Chiefy. The Masked Marauder? Who is he marauding? What was the third one?
Flying Fish.
I'm going Big Chiefy.
Big Chiefy is correct.
Let's go.
There's no way I could come up with that. You're right. I have no idea what the origin is. That's an outrageous nickname, and we'll just leave it at that. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I'll move on to round two. I've got Cecil Fielder.
Okay.
His nicknames are as follows. Lord of the Long Ball, Crush King, that's with a K, Crush, and Big Daddy. Lord of the Long Ball, Crush King, or Big Daddy?
I want to say it's not Crush King because, like, why would they change it to a K? His name starts with a C. Lord of the Long Ball, Big Daddy. Big Daddy feels like you trying to make me think it's that because he's the father of Prince Fielder. But, I mean, he was a Big Daddy, but... the Lord of the Long Ball. Finally.
Incorrect. It was Big Daddy.
Damn it.
That's brutal for you. You talked yourself right out of it.
How did they foresee that being so
important? I don't know.
It's like the best one.
Yeah. Big Daddy, right. Man. He's a big dude.
He is a big daddy. I did say that. All right. Well, darn. I got to get you on this one and then see if I can keep this tied for like the fourth week in a row. Your final Blue Jays, Raul Mondesi. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The Buffalo, Toolbox, Mond Man.
No shot, it's Mond Man. Not a chance, it's Mond Man.
Okay.
The Toolbox?
And just what was Toolbox. The other one? The Buffalo and just Toolbox.
Not you got a crazy ambulance going on behind you here.
Yeah, sorry. You know, living the big living the big city over here.
I'm going to go Toolbox.
Toolbox is incorrect.
Ugh. Don't tell me it was Mond Man.
No, I was about to DQ and say it's Mond Man. It's not. I just thought that was so ridiculous. Maybe you'd go for it. But it's the Buffalo. The Buffalo is Raul Mondesi. All right.
Toolbox was a good makeup one.
Thank you.
Good job.
I'm getting a little bit better at that. But clearly not with Mond Man. All right. I need this one to tie. What do you got?
All right. Barry Bonnell. Do you even know who Barry Bonnell is?
I'm ashamed to say I do not. What year?
Don't be ashamed because he is not a very well-known ball player. If you know Barry Bonnell out there, you might be his nephew. He played for the Jays from 1980 to 1983, and in that time hit .281. He hit 33 home runs.
Okay.
And a 745 OPS over that time. 747.
That's not so bad.
He was a fine player for four seasons. Played the most seasons of his career with the Jays, and he was a good old outfielder and third baseman combo. Little Jose Bautista action.
Okay, cool. What do we
all
got?
Right, Barry. Was he Big Ol' Barry? Hee-Haw or Preacher? Once again, the options are Big Ol' Barry, Hee-Haw, or Preacher.
Big Ol' Barry, final answer.
Preacher was correct. Ben goes 0-for on Be Our Name Game. Ben, where is your brain? Hee-Haw? Tough. Big it's Ol' Barry? Come on.
Big Ol' Barry. there was so much disappointment in that.
I can't believe you picked Big Ol' Barry.
Big Ol' Barry was so good. I knew I should have known it came from your brain, but it's so good. I could not pick it. Man. Yeah.
I was sitting there. I was like, what can I do with Barry Bunnell? Big Ol' Barry.
Big Ol' Barry. Big Ol' Barry. I thought you might have like fed me his bad stats as like a misdirect to be like, oh, they wouldn't call this guy Big Ol' Barry. Because he only had 33 home runs, but like maybe he was big and just didn't have power.
6'3", 190. Wasn't big.
Not big. Well, 6'3 is big. Tall old Barry. all right.
All right. Well, I beat Ben 2-0 today, right? Or was it 1-0?
One. You got Big Chiefy. You got Big Chiefy, but you didn't get anything else. Yeah.
All right. That's all we got. I beat Ben 1-0. I take the one round lead over him in the all-time series. We'll be right back on Locked On Blue Jays. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for you to find your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? What does that even mean? And wait while the person behind the counter orders parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Listen, you gotta save time and money when you use Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership when you could just go to Rock Auto and get it for over $100 cheaper at times? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselves for over 20 years. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us, box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Welcome back to Locked On Blue Jays. A little more time here to go. And before we send you on your way for a Tuesday game of baseball with Jose Berríos on the mound, we got to review some pretty pressing Blue Jays news. Now, yes, we are recording this on Monday, not Tuesday, right after the game. And a couple major things have gone on in Blue Jays land recently. Most recently, Bones, we're going to talk about some of the bad news stuff. So, Meza and Romano, both are potentially injured. Let me get the official word up on Meza, which I should have before, where he's been put on the 15-day IL with left forearm inflammation. And then Romano just wasn't available today, although, or on Monday's game, although he's still on the roster. How concerned are you about that?
I mean, I'm pretty concerned. I think everybody kind of should be. It's kind of sucky because this team just can't avoid the injury bug, man. I mean, you get a couple of guys back and then Meza and Romano look like they're going to go down. Meza is underratedly a big loss. I mean, it's not like this guy's making crazy money or anything, only making $1 million this year, 1.25. But, I mean, so far in the season, 13 innings and only allowed 3 earned. I mean, he's been really, really good and effective when they've needed him to come in and make a difference. So Meza not being there is going to hurt. And Romano, of course, is one of the best closers in baseball right now. Aside from that awful at-bat he had against Aaron Judge, he's been pretty lights out and incredibly reliable. Still leads the AL in saves so far this season and leads the majors in games finished. So he's been that guy for the Jays so far this season. And to see him go right now would be really detrimental because I don't really know who you'd turn to. Probably Adam Simber becomes that guy. But I don't know. I get a little of the heebie-jeebies when Adam Simber's on the mound. So that would be a huge blow to the bullpen that's kind of been, not struggling, but they've been playing, I think, better than they are. So to lose two of the better pitchers in it right now, I think would be pretty tough.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, this team still has a lot of trouble finding ways to win games comfortably. And when the games get uncomfortable, they need Meza a lot, and they obviously need Romano. So not having Meza is killer. I mean, to not have your marquee lefty is really tough. They're going to have to look to Baruchy a little bit more. And then, you know, I don't think a lot of us feel confident if Garcia, Simber are the guys that need to close everything instead of Romano being able to come into games. So I agree with you there. Definitely very concerning. On the flip side, some positive news. Kevin Biggio is back doing his rehab. So he has been, you know, he was put on rehab for the last week. Now the Jays have actually optioned him to the Bisons, which is just some roster semantic stuff. In his first five games, Kevin Biggio hitting .385 with an above 1,000 OPS in AAA. Does that mean anything to you, Bones? What are you thinking about Biggio?
I think it's good that he's coming back, obviously. I mean, just having another infield guy to go to, excuse me, is going to be pretty big. Santiago Espinal has been awesome at second base, and I don't want to see him move at all. But having Kevin, just another left-handed bat, an infielder, and also can move to the outfield when he needs to, I think is going to be pretty good. So I like Kevin coming back. Obviously, I'm not the biggest Kevin fan of the world. I think he's an overrated bat and a player. But I think any bodies that are, you know, anything are going to help the Blue Jays right now.
Yeah, they can use more and more depth, and they can move him around a lot and use him as a defensive sub. So definitely some good applications if they can get Biggio back soon. We've seen already the impact of Jansen coming back and Teoscar coming back. And then there are also some guys in the system moving up, and one that, you know, has caught my eye at least a little bit. One of the guys I highlighted already on our prospect roundups, which we do on Fridays, Ricky Tiedemann is getting the call up from A-ball now to high A in Vancouver. How excited are you, Bones, to see some prospects starting to get pushed up the ladder now that we're about a month into the year making some changes within the system?
Well, it's good to see some guys already making some kind of progress. I mean, Tiedemann's one of those guys who's been absolutely filthy so far this season, so I'm excited to see what he does at the next level, and hopefully he keeps moving on, because the Jays could probably, I mean, of the guys that we've highlighted so far, I think he's one of the ones who has a good shot of making the team in the next couple of seasons.
Absolutely. Only one level up, and then you're a call away from the majors, because AA guys get called up all the time, and we'll talk more about some of the guys who we see moving up or could be moving up soon on our prospect roundup coming up on Friday. We also will be having an episode tomorrow talking about this Jays game where Berríos maybe helps the Jays to their first series win in a while if they can beat Seattle once again. But for now, that'll do it for this episode of Locked On Blue Jays. Thanks for making it your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On MLB with Paul Francis Sullivan, but you can call the homie Sully. He brings you his unique perspective on the major leagues, past and present. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. From Matt Bonaparte, I'm Ben Shulman. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow.